Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Attention, children of the night. Today's show is a service of our Amazon page. When you get ready for Halloween, please remember to shop Amazon. And when you do, go to MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to support the show. And the prices are so good, it's scary.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOmeraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. Hi.
Good morning.
How everybody doing?
Hi.
I have to start today's show off with an apology to the 80 to 90 people that reached out. It might have been closer to 10, but I'm not sure. I don't.
Numbers aren't your thing.
The people that wanted me to draft with them, I have to say that I'm very sorry that I did not participate, and Oscar was included in this, and I would have beaten Oscar, probably. Well, I mean, maybe not. Oscar, we would have done auto drafts, so it would have been
yeah, but
the
most of
again.
My auto drafts were Drew. I had Drew Brees as my quarterback, who did nothing for anybody.
This is true. This is true. But I know that I was getting the notifications, because I turned them on.
Sure.
And
yeah, baby.
Slow down, check.
He does hate notifications, though.
So I don't like notifications, but I turned them on because it was the client that we love so much, Draft, and it was kind of crazy that morning, noon, and night. It could happen at midnight. It could happen at 6 o'clock in the morning. People were inviting me to participate in drafts, and I said that I would do 25 of them if I beat Oscar, and guess what? We did the draft with Rob and with Oscar, and I didn't even do the big sillies thing or whatever Oscar and I do, the $90
What's
bet.
What's the name of
I
that
didn't
one?
Even do that.
It's this week. What I
Ours
said
is Big Sillies, yeah, stolen from the junk, yeah, the junkies.
It was Big Sillies week 8, and Mike took that home.
Yes, he
ran away with the cash.
But I mean, that's $13 in the
every dollar counts, Mike. I gotta say, when I win that, I get
it's true. But I mean, I turned it on yesterday, and I realized I hadn't accepted your draft challenge when because you did it during the show, and then I forgot about it, and I was off, and I really with all the pandemonium of the weekend, I would have loved to sit there when the
watch
week
the games,
began
the big money
in earnest and after Curious George. The show was what
all you got this weekend was doodly doodly doot, doodly doodly doot, doodly doodly doot.
And I promise, I'd say that I was going to be better, but we're traveling to New Orleans this week, and we're going to be very busy, and I'm not sure how that's going to work.
Our big bet was called NOLA this week.
NOLA, the big bet.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The big
there
bet.
There will be some big betting in NOLA, maybe. I don't know. Check out Mike O'Mara's I'm a Degenerate Gambler GoFundMe site.
9:15 on Friday night, you're going
to
hear...
Would you like to see Mike sit at the big boys' table? Well, then go to the GoFundMe page for Mike's Degenerative
Degenerative gambling. And where you
degenerative
actually,
gambling.
Where you
yes.
lose arms and legs.
Yes, where I start to... where my fingers, as I play each hand of blackjack, my fingers begin to get slowly gnarled.
Oh, he pulled a 6 to a hard 18. Doodly doodly doodly.
Degenerative. This is NOLA week. This is New Orleans week on the Mike O'Mara Show. We are getting ready to head down. Some of our listeners already have made their way down to the Big Easy, and we're very, very excited to see them. And we're very excited to see you and all leading up to the House of Blues show. And I'm very, very excited. Wish everybody in our audience could be there. If everybody in our audience could be there, we'd have to get a stadium.
Yes,
isn't that
would.
Amazing?
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
Diego leaves tomorrow.
Everybody listens to this show. Diego leaves tomorrow?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Is he our point man?
And Dan O'Brien. No, I have a meeting on Thursday to go buy the House of Blues. Don't worry.
Okay,
but they are getting there in earnest.
Are they allowed to go to the House of Blues?
We haven't put that together yet.
I don't think we should send them over.
No.
That's the thing. Dan O'Brien.
See, Diego can go down and stay because he's part of the family, the hotel family.
Yes.
So he can go down there and stay as long as he wants.
Yeah.
Is he rooming with Dan O'Brien?
So just for context, again, Diego's going early because that was the cheapest flight. Right?
Okay.
The cheapest flight. And he pays $30 a night because he's part of the hotel family.
He's a hotelier.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, Dan O'Brien there. They're sleeping together, naked.
And first thing Wednesday morning, Dan O'Brien goes over to the House of Blues and says, "You're part of the Live Nation family. I can appreciate that."
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. So, I don't know. That makes me, for some reason, strangely nervous.
Yeah, he should stay close to the hotel.
He's
I think
not
Dan O'Brien
gonna.
Should.
Let me just get this out of the way, because Oscar laid this on me, right now. And I think sometimes he likes to see my reaction to that. Diego Oscar.
Yes.
He's not going to the venue, is he, before you get there?
We had some discussions about him being an advanced man. But
please tell me no.
After this past week of him, and yeah. remember Friday's program?
Do right. I?
Yes, of disappointment.
Yes.
We'll have to revisit that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's one person I'd like to be the advanced man. And when does your plane land?
I land Thursday mid afternoon, and I have plans to go to the venue that evening.
Mm-hmm. Plenty of time. I'll probably meet you there.
Yes.
So anyway, it's just, I would hate to say, well, we agreed to this, you know, as in his pot-addled way, said, yes, that would be fine. The Kiss cruise can play till 10 o'clock at night. We'll start at midnight.
Kiss cruise!
No problem at all.
We've decided to keep Adrian busy. We've given him a huge bowl of M&Ms. We said, take out all the orange ones.
So what is the deal? There is, in the House of Blues, that afternoon, there's a daytime show with some sort of Kiss tribute band or something like
there
that.
Was. There isn't any more that they decided to forego.
Oh, so we can get in there and do our own thing. That's
yes.
exciting
show
and awesome.
Show can't start till 9 either way, but
doors
open
at
8. Yes.
Yeah. You know, being an elderly gentleman.
Yeah, I knew that. As soon as I heard it, I'm like, Mike's going to start at 5. And then
wanted to be on that modified monkey schedule, you know, where, hey, we'll see you at 7. Show's over at 8. Good night, everybody.
You'll be home in time for Dateline.
Yeah, so, but we're
Carla,
very,
Carla, you're not
going
to miss Dateline. She's like, oh, what?
What? Who
hey,
are you?
You guys getting a monsoon up there today, just out of curiosity?
We got some horrible weather overnight, but it's clearing up this morning.
Yes,
but
it rained yesterday.
Good for you.
You know?
Lots of downed branches. You know what? Some people were without power. Horrifying.
Power.
They, as they say on the Eastern Shore, Mike.
Why do you manage to sound dickish when you say that? When you say, some people were without power? Horrifying.
Because
it didn't happen to you, so it's okay.
Because there's an island in Puerto Rico.
How do you know it didn't happen to me?
There's an island named Puerto Rico because with 70% no power still.
I know you didn't. You didn't lose power.
There was a flicker.
Oh, see, that's not nice. Well, what would you do if you lost power, like, for 4 days?
Mm-hmm.
It would be the catastrophe of the decade. You would be nonstop talking about it.
He'd be happy. He'd have to eat all the freezer food.
But how would I cook it?
Yeah, that's good call. Good call.
I know how you'd cook it.
How?
On the Weber. On the Weber.
The Weber.
You go on the Weber. You take the Weber out. So you got a Weber, don't you?
Und Kinder, I am going out on the deck to light up the Weber to cook frozen meatballs.
Somebody's got to eat this Klondike now.
Do you think you could put tater tots on the grill and make them taste good?
Well, what you would do is you would put a cast iron pan within your Weber, bring it to a high heat, and that would...
Would the heat get high enough, do you think?
My Weber is killer. It can go up to 600 degrees.
I still want that pizza oven.
600.
I still want that pizza oven.
And the power antenna.
700 degrees.
Turn your whole house into an antenna.
That's seriously, that is the greatest fire hazard that has ever been marketed online. And I get it constantly. That I must fit their profile. I must be, my searches about food must say, hey, the idiot oven? Get Mike the idiot oven. That's what he should do. And send him ads for the cheap golf balls, too.
Oh, you get that? Are they refurbished?
Yeah, the cheap golf balls that are named after the documentary series on HBO, Vice. Vice
I
golf
sound
balls.
Cool.
Yeah, I'd love to grab some of these as sponsors. I'd sell the hell out
what's
of them. I really would.
What's the cheapest golf ball you'll play with?
Bridgestone.
Okay, and that's a
Bridgestone
tire,
right? B6. No, but I'm pretty much a Titleist man.
Okay, Titleist.
I'm snobby when it comes to my golf balls.
You
that's, that's the way.
Pro V1s. That's is
Pro
that still
V1s
what you play?
And Pro V1 Xs.
If you see someone playing with X like this X brand ball, which brand do you get?
If I see a person, I know what you're getting. Yeah. Are you saying
when do you
what
judge?
Golf ball? What golf ball would I be judgmental about?
Yes.
I would be. This is terrible. I shouldn't say.
Can
this.
I guess?
Go ahead.
Top Flight.
Thank you, Rob Spiewak, with the win.
Isn't that a major
brand? Rob Spiewak with the win. Yes, it's a major brand, but there so are Max Flies, and so are Callaways, and so are, but Top Flight.
One step above a range ball. They really should have a red stripe around them.
Rob, you should be a player. You should be a player.
How do you know so much about this?
My uncle's, I grew up around golfers.
How did you get that? How did you get Top
Flight? I grew up around golfers.
That is incredible, though. Yeah. There are lots of brands out there, baby. That's
you see Top Flight in someone's bag, you're like, douche.
By the way, no more listener golf balls this season, please. No listener golf balls. I'm still playing the ones that smudge. So please don't.
were those Japanese
the artificial,
Titleists?
The counterfeit Titleists, okay?
Top Chef Titleists.
By the way, I'm still not convinced that the people that sent me those counterfeit Titleists were rubes or whether they were just malicious. I'm really not sure.
Oh, you thought there was an agenda?
I played one the other day by accident, and it played really well. It was actually quite nice.
You know? There you go.
I'm so into golf again right now that I was thinking about bringing my sticks to New Orleans.
That's
but
a good idea.
No, I'm not going to do that. Well, it's going to rain.
Well, you could come out and bring a club on stage with you like Bob Hope.
That's a wonderful idea, Rob. I think I'll get right on that.
Hi, everybody. I want to tell you, that's some wild stuff. Yeah,
this is going to sound asinine, especially to golfers out there, right?
Not on this show.
But taking your club somewhere, isn't that a pain in the ass? Every time I'm at the airport and someone's carrying their golf clubs, I'm like, really, dude? Are you on the tour?
Well, there are people that go on golf vacations, so I mean, they take their clubs because that's what they're going to do.
Yes,
you go down here. Well, you go down to Florida. That's where people come to Florida to play golf, so they bring their golf clubs down here.
Mike, growing up, I grew up with adults outside of radio and that were like professionals, so they would come with their golf clubs, and all I would do is drink heavily and watch their big bags taking up half of our suite, and they would never make it out to the golf range. Ever.
This is true. It's tough. It's tough to do.
I'm not
going to
bring my archery stuff.
Yeah, Rob's found a new hobby.
Love it. Me and Gina Davis.
It's pretty exciting. He likes to go out there and, well, it's from his childhood. He remembers it fondly when his dad would take him out in the backyard and put an apple on his head. That was always big fun. He always
compound bow.
I
could show you scars.
And then his father, as he got older, developed a new hobby. But then again, we all know what that one is. Yay, Carla. That's it. But keep the pictures coming, Bob. I appreciate that. Boy, I'll tell you something about HBS. Horny Bob Spiewak has a wide variety of female forms to choose from. The one thing I have not been able to figure out is your father's type over the years. He loves all kinds of women. He doesn't have a consistent type.
He doesn't discriminate.
I would say the overwhelming majority are super hot bikini models. That's what he posts online.
Is Mrs. Spiewak.
That's beautiful.
Aw, isn't that sweet?
You can ask him about it when you see him in New Orleans.
I think his type would be sturdy.
You think?
Well, I mean, he puts pictures up of women that have like sturdy builds.
I would say that he.
Big
boned is what you're saying.
I'm in really, really big trouble. Right now.
I think he serves
I like
his
big
public.
Butts, and I cannot lie.
Sturdy. That's a new look.
Yeah,
they're kind of like before. Is it Chloe? That lost all the weight before her weight left her. What am I trying to say?
Well, Kim back in the day.
Chloe.
Kim Kardashian is thinner than
what
she
I
used
always
to
forget
be.
The yes. other one.
But right? Kim Kardashian used to have the big, the butt. That was her.
My father's favorite of all time is Marilyn Monroe, and she was not a slender woman.
Thanks for sucking like the whole vibe out of the whole
really
room by going
weird.
Back to like an old movie.
You okay? You know? Here, I mean, show me where I went wrong when you asked what my father's type was, and I answered the question.
Sometimes I don't know. Sometimes it's just like it's weird. Sometimes when
I can't talk
girls,
sex with you.
You're weird,
Mike. I can't talk
you're
sex
weird,
with
Rob,
you.
Not if it's not in the sex to you is in black and white.
Yeah, well, more white, if you know what I mean. Stop.
You know, let me put it this way. If we woke up in the morning and there was a nasty, horrible headline about one of the show members, and it happened to be like an Ed Kemper style headline, if it was you, Rob, I wouldn't be all that surprised.
Well, Mike, I take that as high praise. Thank you.
Yeah, don't. Did you watch Mindhunter?
No, I was
You haven't watched
joking.
Mindhunter, have you?
I was simply joking. I knew it was a serial killer joke. Okay. Come on. I'm not stupid. I may be sexually retarded, but I'm not stupid.
But
oh my God.
By the way, if you come to NOLA, Rob will be scary.
Yeah.
Yes, right? But only if I can get you back to the hotel room.
Oh God. It's going to be
Terry's
a great day.
No.
It's going to be a great day.
No.
Hey, look at the time. We should start the show.
Let's do it.
That's a good idea, Mr. Right, Kemper.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
It's sad when a mother has to speak the words that condemn her own son. But I couldn't allow them to believe that I would commit murder. They'll put him away now, as I should have years ago. He was always bad. And in the end, he intended to tell them I killed those girls and that man. As if I could do anything except just sit and stare, like one of his stuffed birds. Well, they know I can't even move a finger, and I won't. I'll just sit here and be quiet, just in case they do suspect me.
Fly.
They're probably watching me.
I wouldn't hurt a
fly. Let them. Let them see what kind of a person I am. I'm not even going to swat that fly. I hope they are watching. They'll see.
And they'll know.
They'll see and they'll know. And they'll say, why, she wouldn't even harm a fly.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you're in the know.
Call off!
We are on air on demand and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Let's bring in the dog. Come on.
Come on in. Here, boy.
Okay, good boy. We all have dogs. We love our dogs, which is why we love Whistle. Woo. Whistle, what is it? It's a brand new sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show. Whistle is a device that attaches to your pet's collar that allows you to track their location and activity from an app right on your phone. Let me explain this, okay? Everybody, if you're a dog lover and you've had dogs over the years, you have dogs that are sedentary, like the dogs I am blessed with right
sure.
now. And then you have certain dogs that if you let them out for a second, they head out the door and they tear down the street.
Runners.
And you can't find them. With Whistle, you can find their location. Track it. Whistle is super lightweight. It weighs less than an ounce. Rob's holding it up right
now. I stole this off Linus's collar this morning. He said it was okay.
It goes right on their collar. Weighs less than an ounce. Waterproof. It has a rechargeable battery that lasts up to 10 days.
Ooh.
Listen, the days of walking around and seeing on a telephone pole the picture of the lost dog are gone. Whistle uses GPS and AT&T cellular network to monitor your pet 24/7 anywhere in the USA. If you've got a dog, especially as we get into the springtime and the warm weather climbs, that get a little wandering eye, Whistle is going to help you out. You can even use Wi-Fi zones to monitor where your pet spends most of their time. For example, if you had a pet that was going to go into a particular room to make potty on the floor, like Frankie does, you can get notified when they leave and return to their safe place. And when your pet is beyond Wi-Fi range, the device uses cellular and GPS technology to enable tracking anywhere in the USA using AT&T. Microchipping is an important part of pet safety, but a lost pet has to be found and taken to a shelter with a chip database, which can take hours or days. This is easier. It's called Whistle. Remember this product, and it only takes minutes to find your pet. We got a lot of pet lovers in the Mike O'Mara Show audience. This is for you. Isn't it about time we use smart technology to help keep our pets safe and healthy? Whistle brings peace of mind to pet owners across the nation, and for a limited time, our listeners can get $25 off a Whistle device when you use our code, you know it, you love it, TMOS. So go to whistle.com right now and use the code TMOS at checkout. Visit whistle.com today. Whistle, the smarter way to care for your best friend. What a wonderful product.
It is so accurate. It's showing me in the building with the tracking device. It's incredible.
Well, you're a little larger than your dog.
That's true. That is true. Same diet.
Why don't you put it around you? We should put it around you when we get to New Orleans is what we should do.
Hey, you should put it around you.
How was your weekend, boys? I know Oscar had the Big O and Duke's Halloween Horde.
Horde IPA. Week. Yes.
How's the new hooch? Did you
it's phenomenal. The Horde IPA from Fairwinds Brewing. Thank you for mentioning that, Mike. It's a great beer. It's fun. It's a
fun beer, Mike.
It's always interesting to know when you have an IPA, which is a little less than 5%, which isn't, I mean, we're not talking about 8%. We're talking about an all-day IPA,
like,
right?
Like a Budweiser.
Still, like any other brew or liquor, it can creep up on you. A lot.
You know what? Those people at Fairwinds Brewing Company that hosts the Big O and Duke's events, I mean, what a good group, you know, because they've got it. They actually brew their beer right at that location.
Yeah.
And I always wonder, who gets the job of sweeping up all the body hair? Whenever I see the Horde, I'm like,
no
man,
body hair, Mike, when you have a pool in the back, full baby pool.
Where the brewery is, right? That's too funny.
Right on the concrete.
Went out for a nice
Oscar,
shearing.
Oscar did some day drinking on Saturday. I did some evening drinking on Friday.
Yes.
Halloween party?
Had a Halloween party. Carla was saying, I don't want to dress up. We ended up dressing up in the same pirate outfit that we took Michael out on Tuesday.
That's good. You can multi-use it.
Yeah, we went to the big festivities, and the young neighbors that we had that invited us invited their friends over to their house, and we drove by their friend's house on the way to the Cocoonville party.
A pregame.
And I said, this is kind of like we're the old people that weren't invited to the pregame. So it was kind of, that's how that's the paranoia of the evening, how it started.
Wait. You got to slow down a little bit. I'm sorry.
They had a pregame for people outside of the neighborhood.
Yes.
And then we met them. We're supposed to meet them up there at 6:30, and they rolled in about 7-ish.
Okay, so they had their own pre-party that you were not invited to.
That's the way I understand it, but I did not make the social engagement. So that was it. It was just.
But so you drove by their house and saw through the window?
Yeah. We didn't see through the window. We saw the cars out in there.
Oh, okay, cars.
We drove by, and then we got over there, and we know people up there, so we, you know, we were tuning up and having a little adult beverage, but it was kind of odd. And then, I hung in there and sat there with everybody and made nice and
a party that he didn't want to go to.
Yeah, I'm just like, you know,
the magical mix is a party you don't want to go to that you're not invited to, and you're there anyway. Yeah.
Well, no, we were invited to the dinner.
Yeah,
but we're members, so it's
but
like
the reason why they wanted to go was because the couple was going.
We paid for our dinner, so I mean, it's just, you know, that's the way. And then I drank a little of the guy's wine, and so it was fine. And then I was tuning up, and everything was fine. There were no major deals. We were pirates, and I wore my kids' Jack Sparrow dreadlocks under my pirate hat.
Yeah.
And you know, hung out up there. And then afterwards came back home, and I thought everything would be fine, but I had that atomizer jug of the grandma.
Oh, Grandma, the huge one, I started
watching the game, and one thing led to another. And I'm fully aware of the fact that I don't drink the way I used to. And so because I don't, I kind of don't know how to monitor it that well. So all I know is I came into this studio where I had the atomizer jug of the Grand Marnier.
And to be honest, it's a 175, isn't it?
I don't know what it is, Rob. I don't know the number. It's a big bottle. It's a massive effing bottle.
He's checking him out at the grocery store.
So it's this big bottle, but I had it in here. Here's how the mind works when you're a little buzz. So it was sitting here, and it was sitting in here Saturday morning, too. I know this because at whatever time it was, I woke up out of a dead sleep sitting on my couch in a sitting position. So apparently I'd watched the end of the game, and then I went out like
checked
a leaf.
Out. I've done it.
And then I went back. I went to bed, and I couldn't tell you when I went to bed. But when I went to bed, all I know is that at 6:30, you know, nobody changes the awakening time for my little guy, my little man, who was up at 6:30. And I opened my eyes, and what came out of my mouth sounded like this. I was eviscerated. I was absolutely paralyzed. I had overindulged. I had the aperitif in my blood system, and
it didn't help that you started with wine and then advanced to a liqueur.
Okay,
started with beer, went to wine, finished with Grand Marnier.
That's the wrong way to go.
I saw this post from Mike.
Yeah,
and I was like, I wonder if he's boozing. I wonder if he's boozing tonight, because this is Friday night, right?
Uh-huh.
And I didn't go to bed till Friday night. It's probably like 2 a.m. I was just up,
the
right?
Sweet post about my kid?
So sweet.
Yeah,
so
because
nice.
It was before I'd really, really gotten into the gist of it. He came in, and he snuck in behind this recliner, and he was just so adorable, and I love him so much. And I put him to bed, and he went back to bed like really super quick. But it's just I was so filled with
maybe that's when you walked in and got the rest of the booze. You're like, I gotta celebrate my life.
I might have done that.
Yeah.
I might have said, okay, now he's to bed. I'll have one little toddy, and one was probably a little.
He's
too
lucky
heavy
he didn't come out after the Grand Marnier. He said, "What the hell are you doing up?"
Yeah, that's right.
You better get the hell back to bed.
Yeah, I would have yelled at him. I would have get out of here.
Daddy's drinking.
I would have turned into Captain Quint.
Get out of here, go.
But here's the thing. All I know is this stuff It's not the volume. It's the stuff itself. It was just too much, and it killed.
What did you have on the docket on Saturday morning? That's the important part.
He was up at 6:30. We have T-ball. We're leaving the house at 8 o'clock.
Oh, this is the second
week, right? Was this the first week with a game?
This is the second week of a game.
Oh, okay.
And I have no choice. There are no options. If I don't post for T-ball, Mrs. O'Meara, I will never. I would never, ever. This would go into years, not months, not weeks. I would hear this for years if I didn't post for a T-ball game because I'd had too much to drink the night before.
We talked about it when Julia used to do volleyball. The games were normally about 9 o'clock on Saturday morning.
9 a.m.
And we would watch.
Which, by the way, all things being equal, a beautiful time
marvelous
for a sporting event. There's none better. 9 a.m., you get the game out of the way. You got your whole weekend ahead of you. I'm all in. Love the. And by the way, I'll talk about T-ball in a second. I'm absolutely.
But we would take an inventory of parents and would say the Joneses would come and Mr. Jones would be with little Joseph. Oh, where's Mrs. Jones? And he'd look and he'd say, she's not feeling well this morning.
there you go.
And aren't you one of these like auxiliary first base coaches?
Yeah.
No, he plays first base.
By the way, it's not because of anything other than, you know, there are no other dads walking out there, and I figured I'd help out, and this was no exception. But as we're driving now, Carla lets me go till 5 of 8. I throw on gym shorts, a T-shirt, and a hat, and I'm in the car, and I'm suddenly very aware of the fact that anyone sitting probably within 5 feet of me will probably smell grandma and yay coming out of my pores.
At least it's a smell of citrus and you're in Florida.
Well, it was look, all I know is the adrenaline of getting up and
being a good father.
Ice cold water on my face, brushing my teeth, and jumping into the car, and then grabbing a little. Our little tradition is we stop by Mickey D's, get ourselves a little egg white delight, and we're on the way down to the ball game. And the fact is, I cruise through that, then I get to the game, and I love the kids and the parents so much that it's pure adrenaline. And then afterwards, Carla says they want to go to the playground where the baseball diamonds are, and they have a fantastic time. And there's a bench so I can sit.
He doesn't want the party,
yeah, but none of the kids do. Then we have to walk back to the car, all right? And because we have gone to the diamond and then onward to the playground, it's an extra double, triple long jaunt back to the automobile, and halfway through that is when it literally hits me. It hits me like an automobile. It is absolutely bam. You know, I am completely an automobile right there, boom. That's when I crash. I get into the car, and Carla says, are you all right? I'm like, I'm really tired. I am falling asleep on the way back home.
But do you get full credit because you made the full day?
No, I am tortured.
What?
Throughout the day on Saturday, I am tortured a good portion of Sunday, pretty much most of the day on Saturday, I get no credit for posting and being there for, because you know what? She was up and perky, and she went to the same party I went to. She went to bed reasonably because she doesn't care if the party ends. Daddy, even if he's sitting there by himself, has a baseball game to watch and orange liqueur to poison his bloodstream.
Well, that's BS, what he cares. Because if nothing else, something that you and I share, we are high-functioning alcoholics.
Yeah,
and when we beat the odds like that, we deserve
it's a big win
a
all around.
On the back.
Big
we
win all around.
There was one factor that I didn't mention, which was along with, I guess it probably was the sugar content in the aperitif that I was enjoying. But I hit the Nutella on Saturday night.
Oh, my.
I hit the Nutella.
God.
And I don't know what I was eating with the Nutella, but all I know is we have yellow leather sofas in the main room at O'Meara Manor.
Yeah,
you've sat on them.
Sure.
And you've seen them, and it looked seriously like a crime scene where my chair was, and I came back in and I'm like, oh my God, she didn't notice it. She was flying around with him and she didn't notice it. And I'm taking the baby whites to the leather sofa and just going, oh my God, seriously, it looked like maybe I had explosive diarrhea on the couch. It was, there was chocolate everywhere. I don't know what the hell I was doing. I think I was just sticking my fingers in the Nutella, just going, blah, 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 God, like a child that had his first alcohol. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. It was ridiculous. I'm not proud of this behavior, but oh man. You know, I needed to get that out of my system so that I could moderate when we get down to the big drinky. You know, in
the
New Orleans,
Easy. It's called the Big Easy.
I know it's called the Big Easy. I'm calling it the Big Drinky. Thank you. Thank you
big
very much.
Big Drinky Drinky.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to have all that much fun. People coming to New Orleans are going to have that much fun. I'll have fun after the show's over, but if I eat what I want to eat and drink what I drink, I'll be bloated on stage, and I can't be any more bloated, or I'll look more like the Michelin Man.
I can see the reviews in the Picayune, which says, Mike O'Mara appeared puffy.
Puffy and bloated. Yeah. That's you and me. That's the comedy team.
I'm puffy.
Puffy and I'm bloated. We'll take a break and come back with a crime that's taking place in Cocoonville.
Oh,
pumpkin
no.
crime. Ooh. Pumpkin crime. When we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
He's cake. She's cookies.
Hey there. This is Katie from the Cake and Cookie Show. On this episode, we push the envelope and talk all about balls. Hey, Rob. Why is your grass so short?
Well, that's easy. We're on the Mower Network, hon. Let's go bowling.
It's Rob and Katie.
Oh, welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by, I forgot that promo. He kind of chuckles.
We call that element laughing, dude.
It's Rob and Katie. Cake and cookies. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Pro Flowers. Hey, it seems like everyone loves fall. The changes in the weather, apple picking, lovely foliage, pumpkin farms. Yes, autumn is a glorious time of year. And Pro Flowers has the perfect gift for anyone who loves it. A long-lasting bouquet in their favorite fall colors. I love fall colors.
Yes.
Their best-selling cinnamon cider roses are a great option for a birthday, an anniversary, or just because. Any fall occasion. And let me tell you, when it's not Valentine's Day and it's not Mother's Day and you buy a bouquet of flowers from Pro Flowers, you are helping TMOS like you would not believe.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You can go with one of the classics like 100 Autumn Blooms or a dozen Autumn Roses. You can't lose because no matter which bouquet you send, our listeners will get 20% off any of Pro Flowers' unique bouquets of $29 or more. During the regular times, a lot of people give flowers away, whether it's a birthday, whether it's Mother's Day, Christmas. But when you do it in the off season, when you do it when they're not expecting it, your loved one will think highly of you.
Yes.
There you are. Pro Flowers gives you more bloom for your buck, guaranteed to stay fresh for at least 7 days of your money back. Plus, you get to pick the exact date your flowers will arrive. Big, beautiful flowers with more stems for your money. To get 20% off all bouquets of $29 or more, go to proflowers.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's proflowers.com and code TMOS. I should send Mrs. O'Meara that wonderful bouquet for autumn. And because I put chocolate all over the sofa, but I was able to
Send it for tomorrow and make it a bouquet.
Did you guys happen to see the picture that we posted of the jack-o'-lantern where I carved the pumpkin?
Yeah, it looked great.
It was like a family tradition, right?
Yeah. This is a Florida thing. It's got to be a Florida thing. Because I never really was aware of this when I was back east during autumn when I would have a jack-o'-lantern. But I have to tell you this. The pumpkin was carved. Big, beautiful, tall pumpkin. My boy picked it out. It was just perfect. We carved it on the back porch, and then we put it out in front, and I put the little candles in it. The very first morning when I came out, I noticed that there were a lot of bugs flying around it. Now, that's not strange. You've got an open, carved pumpkin with holes in it. So
Mike,
probably
we like to call it an exposed squash.
It was an exposed squash, and it was just inundated with these bugs. Okay, flash forward to the next day. All right, this is Friday morning. I come out Friday, and I notice that the entire top where I'd carved it had been chopped off. Where it looked like to me the insects had eaten away at the face. So now where there were the little teeth at the face.
Thank you.
But where they did this, it had caved in, and I'm like, could these tiny? They look like little fruit flies. Could they do that much chewing and damage? I thought, I didn't think about it, but I'm like, well, they must have. There's nothing else there. Flash forward to this morning. I walk out to walk the dogs. The pumpkin is off the tree stump from where our palm tree was before Hurricane Irma, and it is flat, and it is in the back of it. By the way, this pumpkin was carved on last Tuesday or Wednesday. That's how This pumpkin is absolutely fresh. It's not.
Right,
it's
right.
not. Hasn't rotted yet. Hasn't had time to do the rot yet. And it is flat on the ground. And I said that there is no way that the insects could have caused so much damage that the pumpkin would have
collapsed and
over and fallen, and now is lying flat. That has to be some other critter.
Maybe. Or it's the rot from Stranger Things.
Yeah.
That's you wouldn't believe how similar. Without the black and the goo all over it, but like with the flies and all the bugs, it has that look to it, but I have no idea. So there's some sort of creature. You know, I thought it was so sanitized down here in Cocoonville that it couldn't do that much damage, but it looked very, very scary.
It looks
scary. So I don't know. I don't know what
Carla,
the hell
walk out.
I know who got it. Barb got it.
God, why do you just like Chrissy Metz, you are obsessed with it.
Well, poor Barb goes way back. Do you have
Are you
squirrels?
Watching Stranger Things? Are you watching anything contemporary?
I intend to watch it tonight.
You intend to. It doesn't count. You don't watch anything contemporary. You don't binge
hey,
on a
I'm
show.
I'm real sorry about your pumpkin, but don't take it out on me.
No, you don't watch anything contemporary.
I watched
on
Stranger
time.
Things before you did.
He did put us on to it. He did put
How
us on to it.
How come you're not watching it this season?
What's that?
How come you're not watching it now?
I had things going on this weekend.
What things did you have this weekend?
Had to ferry
what
the kids all
the
over the place. I had to ferry
what do you
the kids
have going
all...
on in the What do you watch in the evening
Don't
when you sit
try.
Down?
And then I watched the baseball game on Saturday night I watched. And I did
the
watch
whole thing. The whole,
you don't
the
like
whole
sports.
Tray. Yeah, I did,
watch
the game.
You watched the whole game?
Yeah.
You sat down and watched a baseball game?
I like World Series baseball because it matters. So
see, this is
fun.
Do you believe him?
Yes, I believe him.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I consume the World Series, and I barely like watching half the stuff.
He consumed the World Series.
Yes.
Where
you didn't
is
watch
it?
My,
don't know.
You
he
the
consumed
world.
It. The world.
Did you watch last night till 2 a.m., Mr. Baseball fan?
No, last night I was busy doing some other stuff.
Yeah,
man,
thank
oh,
you.
Man.
The one game I just, you should have watched.
Well, I didn't watch it either. I watched the 17-minute highlight reel today, which was pretty amazing. It was truly. But Stranger Things, here's the thing. I don't care what the show is, no matter how popular it is. I'm a big believer for serial television that you always recap the previous season.
It's
you
just
always
it's
do.
Good business.
They have a recap.
I what?
They have a recap
they
on
do,
Netflix.
They do have a recap, but what Mike's looking for is when the series starts back up again, a quick recap
at the
front
of
the show.
The episode, like they
where would I have to search for the
recap? It's a single standalone episode within the season.
Oh, see, no, I want the 60-second last half minute.
Yeah.
Last
I want
season.
That, and they didn't give that to me, so when I got done with the... look at Pony's look. But it's like...
Maybe you can rent, maybe you want the recap. You can two houses.
Maybe let the recap in your other house.
Your other house, isn't that right?
It's trying to help.
Or Kutsani, or whatever his doll is.
He never needs a recap for his statues. He remembers that.
Well... The long and short of it is, I watched the first episode of Stranger Things, and I was kind of lost. I remembered bits and pieces, but I don't remember enough of it where I was able to kind of track with the big plot development that happened in the end of episode one of season two.
Mike, do not fret. I felt the same thing. I actually looked at Shannon, and I said, am I missing something? Because I thought I remembered the first season.
Did she think you were referring to Single Life?
No.
Okay, just checking.
By the way, I should say this, that the genius of Stranger Things, and this is what I thought the first time you guys turned me on to it. Rob, I will give you full credit.
He was stopping in here in his flip-flops telling us about it.
On Stranger Things. So you did
a
tell me
that. A fine compliment from Oscar. Oh.
I will tell... Jeez. God. Somebody give him a sedative, please. Give him a sedative right now. The thing about Stranger Things, and this is where the brilliance of the show.
Yes.
The casting of these kids, these child actors are the most brilliant child actors I have ever seen on television. And it's not one of them, it's all of them. Mm-hmm. And then they add cast members and they are equally compelling and they do just this amazing, amazing job. By the way, I think one of them might be featured in News You May Not Need today.
Oh, good.
Don't, I'm not saying it applies to all of them, but the one this story is about.
I did see that story.
Let's just say it'll make sense to you when I give it to you. But the cast is just so compelling. Those when kids first, are so compelling. And I hate child actors, but I love these kids.
Well, you see, that's the thing. When we first watched it, I think we had a similar discussion where he said the casting of the kids, the young kids, not the older brothers, they're almost like Spielbergian in the fact that
no. So you say Spielbergian. I have to tell you, they're better than, because like Goonies and things like that, I don't like the kids that are out of control and precocious.
But not Goonies. I'm talking like the kids in E.T. Yeah. Where you could like them.
You could like them, but they're better. They're actually better than the Spielberg.
Fellas, I hate to interrupt this. I agree with both of you, but we have to clear something up here. This just in from the Ponyboy news desk. Ponyboy told Rob about Stranger Things, so Rob can't really get the credit.
Oh, busted!
Still told you about it, though.
Oh, no, that doesn't count, though. You are such a... You're a conjurer. You can't claim ownership when Pony... I give you credit if I think that you've done something. I don't
All
steal...
All I said is that I told you about it. Pony didn't tell you about it.
None of us served in the military, this is the equivalent of stolen valor on the Mike O'Mara show.
How dare you? I'm coming wearing my Stranger Things medal. You're going to make me take off my Stranger Things medal?
Take that uniform off that showed me Stranger Things. Pony was the originator for this?
He told me about it. I told you about it.
Pony consumes great television.
Well, because
Pony
he has nothing
bloodline.
Going on in his life.
When you're right, you're right.
And I'm the first one to say
so
that.
So, Pony, did you hip Oscar to it also?
I think I got Rob on it.
Yeah, I got
and
it from Rob.
Got everyone else.
Yeah.
Wow. And Bloodline was another great show until, of course, they
You got
canceled
me on Bloodline.
I got you on
you
Bloodline?
Did. Yeah. You did. You you came and stopped about Bloodline.
And Pony told me about 60 Minutes.
That is awesome.
I don't have to follow the plot because it's scary, and then the compelling nature of the kids. It's just they are. I don't know how
they do the 80s so well as
they
well.
They do, and they don't oversell it.
So beautiful.
That's the thing. They don't oversell it. It's not like a gimmicky 80s. It's the real deal.
It doesn't. I don't. The show, the Duffer Brothers. I guess those are the creators of the show. They just do such a great job on. So it's not like any other TV show. And there's great content out there. And I love when there's talented stuff out there that people are making. It makes me feel good. It's a pleasure to watch.
I intend to jump in tonight, but I do have a question since. It has been over a year since they shot the first season. Mm-hmm. Have the kids gotten older in a weird way, or have they aged well? How are they doing with the second
aged,
season?
They seem to have made an effort to age them normally.
Good.
And when I listen, there are only two of them that kind of seem a little odd. And they will be on News You May Not Need today. All and it right. makes Good. Total sense because I've talked about it before. We won't talk about it here. I will tell you there are two things, and rarely do I come in, especially on a Monday when we got the live show at the end of the weekend, do I come in as Perry positive. But I'm coming in today to tell you that baseball fans, if you have even the slightest interest in the national pastime, baseball, I am telling you this is close to becoming one of the greatest World Series ever. They've had two of the greatest games in World Series history. And this is just a slugfest. And you don't have to be a fan of either team to watch this incredible story play out. And I didn't see it. I watched the highlights today, and I regret I didn't stay up because this is what baseball is all about. Absolutely
incredible. The lead change, the idea, and just a quick recap, and this is, again, I'm going to get 10 things wrong. But I thought... L.A. was just going to take the game. They were down by four or five runs.
Yeah, it looked
Houston
at the beginning
down,
like
right?
L.A. was going to get
and
it
And I was
done.
Like, eh. And then I really got into the game when I saw the score again, and I was like, oh, my God. Like, the Astros are winning now.
Yeah.
And then you look back, you're like, oh, my God, it's 7-7. Like, what is it? And then you just keep going back and forth, and then It's tie.
It's the equivalent of a heavyweight fight going into the late rounds or during all the rounds where they just sit there and they pummel each other. And that's what they were doing.
So much
and
fun.
These pitchers are just throwing these balls up there and they are getting jacked. Now, of course, inevitably you hear pitchers because I think pitchers probably count as the whiniest people in baseball.
Whiniest position.
They're the divas. They're the ones that get to work every four days, five days. And they get to come. So you're hearing about the fact, I'm not sure exactly what the details are, that the baseballs in the postseason, in this particular World Series, have a certain component to them that is making them harder to throw the breaking ball, and therefore they are getting jacked out of the park. I don't know how true that
is.
Who
cares? It's that upper deck hologram they put on
it.
Yeah, whatever they're doing. I tell you, keep those baseballs for the rest of the regular season.
Oh,
because you know what? It is so exciting to watch, and it's so much fun. And the moment that they showed, and I didn't see this until I watched the Today Show this morning, the greatest moment is, I believe the Dodgers tied the game or went ahead in late innings. I'm not sure. And you see on a home run, and you see this woman catch this home run ball, and she's holding it, and this man, two seats over, reaches over, snatches it out of her hand, and throws it back on the field. And he's got this look. He looks like an 8-year-old boy when he does it. He's got this. His lips are all curled up. He goes, throw it, Dad, we're losing.
Yeah,
we're losing the game.
You can't keep that
now,
memento.
The great tradition of doing that, you know, you've seen it at Wrigley. You've seen it at Yankee Stadium. You've seen it at ballparks all over. When your team loses, somebody gets a home run, you throw the ball back on the field. But this was like caught on camera because they got 500
perfect.
Cameras in the World Series. It's just another one of the little sidelights that's making this absolutely riveting
entertainment. A lot of people didn't think it would go six games, and now they've got to go back and thaw out Larry King.
Do they go back to L.A.?
LA.
Are they going back to
last
L.A.?
Last two games in L.A.
Yeah. There we are. Okay. Get a Dodger dog. Get
Mary
a Dodger
Hart.
Dog.
Cannon.
Mary Hart.
Anyway, it's a lot of fun, and I don't know if I'll be staying up, but it's you know, I'll be watching the highlights. There was a Redskins game yesterday.
Yeah. Go Skins.
Didn't work out too well.
Franchise quarterback. We'll take a break.
HTTR.
Yeah, fun. God. Boy, I tell you, those our friends over at WJFK, Chad and the Junkies and those guys, God, that's a tough road to hoe. Imagine having to come in and flap your gums about that for 4 hours. That is not fun. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
On November 4th, the Big Easy's going to get a lot more rowdier.
Here is a bulletin.
Just into TMOS News, there's now a new day and time for the TMOS Fan Club meet and greet. It will now be held on Friday, November 3rd from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. in the Orleans Room at the Pan Am Conference Center. Come out and party the night away with all of your friends from the TMOS Fan Club, featuring
heavy hors d'oeuvres,
cash bar, along with special appearances by
Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana,
Mad Pony Boy Blue, Mayor. That's a TMOS Fan Club meet and greet. Now on Friday, November 3rd from 8 to 11 at the Pan Am Conference Center on Poydras Street in the Big Easy. We'll see you there.
Woo! Thank you, Jim Amato. I'm giving you a big hug when we get down to New Orleans. Fantastic. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. If all of a sudden you need a major surgery, would you try to handle it yourself? Huh? Would you try to do it? Of course you wouldn't. You wouldn't be a rube, an idiot. You wouldn't do that. You wouldn't try to handle your own refinancing without knowing exactly what you're doing. That's your money on the line. It's yours. It belongs to you. Your money. Really. What you need is an expert. That's why you got to call Cornerstone First Financial. Cornerstone's office is right here in our building. They are good guys, and they will get your refi process moving fast and easy. Right now, all signs are saying the rates are going to go...
Yep.
Going up. Cornerstone First Financial will help you free up some money while rates are still good, so you can get the stuff you need right now, like that major surgery we talked about. God knows a lot of you need that right now.
Get that surgery.
Officially endorsed by Oscar Santana. He knows they're a cornerstone of his life. Or so. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's a free appraisal at closing. CornerstoneFirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Cornerstone First Financial, making sure that you have the ability to explore every opportunity in the best and smartest way possible. And we thank you,
yay,
ladies and gentlemen. Yes, it's a wonderful time to be a Redskins fan or a D.C. sports fan for that
always
matter. Very, very frustrating. I hate to talk sports, but I mean, it's just part of our world right now with draft and all that stuff. Another tough day.
You've got the NFL. You've got
the National Football League.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, week, one night on the same night, you had an NBA game, an NHL game, an NFL game. An MLB game.
Are the Bullets having a good year?
By the way, if the Caps are having a good year, I won't care this year because I will pay attention on the first day of the playoffs.
Caps.
I will no longer be paying because I'm down here in West South Florida. I will go to a Panthers game. I think, you know, I want to get over there and see the Panthers with my kid. I want to take him over there to see a real NHL game at some point. But I will not really pay attention until the second season. That's I will not be lulled into a false sense of security with an overzealous performance in the regular season.
Have you been to a Panthers game yet?
No, I have not been to an NHL game since I've been in the great state of Florida.
All right.
I haven't.
That's but I'm looking forward to it.
As far as the Redskins are concerned, my sympathies, the pain, the suffering that you go through, and just to the Redskins fans in our listening audience, let me just say this. Can you please stop anointing everybody that wins two games in a row for you? Can you please understand that in order to achieve iconic stature, like all of your fans, like all of your friends from the early days, like your Doug Williams and your Joe Theismann and your John Riggins,
Mark Rippon,
and all of the men that still, and Doc Walker, and all of the men that have made careers because they played well for many seasons with the Redskins, you have to earn it.
Yes.
You can't bestow these accolades and turn these guys into superstars overnight. You have to wait.
Yes.
You have to be patient and you have to win a championship. That's when you do it. Other than that, I think, look, I said this back about the Red Sox in the day before the Red Sox won a championship game. I said, we're too needy. We're too needy. You got to be Dick fans.
Tough love.
You got to be tough love, and you got to just ignore these guys and just jump on their butts until they give it to you. They give you the championship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's it. Otherwise, you're going to just be long-suffering. And I, you know, how many times? Oh, Kirk Cousins, he's the guy. No, he's not the guy. You saw him yesterday.
I thought RG3 was the guy.
You thought RG3 was the guy, but he had bird legs. He had little bird legs. He ran like the wind, and he had a great arm, but he had little bird legs, and he got hurt because his little bird legs were too fragile to play in the NFL, and that's why he's where he is right now. That's the way that goes, okay?
Bird legs. Am I the only one who thinks they can run the table?
Thank you. Very good. That's right. Hey, they're still in it. They are still in
it.
They have plenty of chance to make the playoffs this year, but I'm saying stop anointing these people and making these... I think the NFL... Well, what are the statistics recently? The NFL's fallen on some hard times.
A little bit.
It's not necessarily because of the taking of the knee.
Well, it's hard times. They're still making billions of dollars.
They're making billions of dollars. But I think the interest is there is too much hype in the NFL.
Yeah. And it's oversaturation.
And it's too easy to consume.
Explosive saturation.
Yeah.
And it's like... I'll tell you where look, I'm still a football fan. I love watching NFL football. I truly do. I love having our sponsors involved, and I love getting involved in fantasy football. That's fun. What I don't love is being told how exciting it is. I don't like being told how I need so much of it. I don't like being told that I need to get every game on every channel, on every device, in every moment of everything. Because the fact is, what's happening, and I will use Florida as an example, the rest of the country is becoming a little bit like Florida. The reason you don't see like these ridiculous sellouts down here in West South Florida or on the East Coast of Florida, there's a lot going on. People have a lot of things to do. People have kids. People want to get out and go to things. People want to do other stuff. People want to go to the beach. Well, it's the same way with the football. I mean, I think you just have to realize that in order to really get a pandemonium in your particular city, you got to deliver for them. And the Redskins fans deserve a victor with the way they've supported the team. I just think it's a hype machine that I tire of. I tire of hearing the accolades about Kirk Cousins because he wins three games or he wins two games. Do you understand?
Yeah.
I'd like to see, I want to see, like everybody else, if you win a championship, then you get the credit, you know? Unless you're Eli Manning in New York, and then you win a Super Bowl. And then you win a Super Bowl and people hate you after a year.
Well, that's a different crowd. It's a different crowd.
It is kind of a, what have you done for me lately?
But the anointment happened, I think, when Kurt took the time to yell at everyone, do you like that? Do you like that?
They loved him when that happened. Sure. Do you remember when that first happened? That was a big
deal. Emotion.
That's when we got the oil out and we did the anointing.
He's the guy. He's the guy. They're so desperate. It's so embarrassing. They're so desperate. So, and it's like, you know, these quarterbacks come around. What do you think? every 5 years, you get a draft that maybe churns out one of these guys. That's the quarterback. That's the Tom Brady or something like that.
You've got all these teams fighting for the right guy, right? Mm. Your Giants play the Rams this coming weekend, Mike. What do you think?
You know what? We'll have to get Nikki Diamond to tell me how I think. No, I don't care. The one game they won, I was already not watching them. So my team has not rewarded me with victories. You know what? I've got better things to do. I can take my kid to the Palm Dinner Theater and go to see Curious George and the Golden Meatball.
Oh, wow.
That's what I can do, ladies and gentlemen. With the buffet lunch. Thank you very much. Yes. What, Rob? Now,
the Palm Dinner Theater was a porno place.
No. That's it. That's my kid.
It sounds swanky, though.
It does.
I think it's called the Broadway Palm. That's what it's called, the Broadway Palm.
Live action Curious George?
It was live action Curious George, and my kid, his first live theatrical presentation. It was $19 for lunch and a show. That was a good deal, and there were tons of kids there, and I could have watched him all day. I didn't watch the show nearly as much as I watched him.
Was he excited?
The show. He was like nobody's been. He was impatient, just like his daddy. It's just like, Daddy, when's the show going to start? Daddy, when's the show going to start? He loved it.
How did they do the monkey?
They put a little girl.
Oh, in a
maybe
costume.
16, 17-year-old girl in a costume, and they run around. And the show was, you know, it was what it was. It was a little ensemble cast, and they, an hour long, perfect time, and it was fantastic.
I get a sense from reading the books that in the book, the man in the yellow hat is a dick. How did they present a man in the yellow hat on stage?
You are so much more all in on the children's literature than I was or am. And I've never been more into it than I am now. But, Rob, you're a connoisseur. I mean, you obviously. Did you do most of the reading of the books to your children?
Well, Carrie's not a very good reader.
I know.
We all can.
You read all the books, didn't you? You read all the books to your kids.
She was more of a singer.
I remember feeling, hopefully, the same way that your son felt when I saw the Snorks on Ice at the Cap Center when I was a kid.
It's great. Eyes of wonder, you know?
I can't believe they're skating. They're supposed to be underwater.
I took Robert,
right in my head.
When Robert was like maybe 3.5, I took him to a live presentation of Go Diego Go.
Oh, wow.
At the Warner Theater. And at right at intermission, they said, stay tuned. After intermission, Diego might be joined by a relative, meaning, of course, Dora the Explorer. Mm-hmm.
Dora the Explorer
was
coming
out. The crowd exploded like they were bringing out Judy Garland. Oh, my God!
It's the best. It's the best. People are dying to be entertained even when they're 4 years old.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
And, of course, they had the crappy buffet lunch.
How was the chow?
The chow was perfect. It's exactly what I expected.
The bread pudding extra runny tonight?
Nah, just chocolate and yellow cake. That's all. That's all they had. But, man, it was such a good time for him. Such a good – and he's just looking, and every time Curious George would run into the audience, you'd see him craning his neck trying to find where Curious George was. The only little problem that we had is – right by the ladies' room was a bench with the poster of Curious George. And the bench was such that it looked like a little seat where kids could get. And one by one, these parents started heading over there because it looked like a photo op. And it was a photo
op. Yeah.
And we go over there, and parents are having their kids. They're sitting on this little table/bench underneath the poster and getting a photo op. And we move over to do this. Well, about this time, the lady that runs the gift shop, let me see, what should I call her? Let me see, Nancy Neurotic Bitch.
Oh, okay.
Nancy Neurotic Bitch comes out from the gift shop and tells the parents in front of me, that's a little top heavy, that might fall over. And I didn't hear her, but I saw her getting upset about it. And then we walk over and I sit down and have my picture taken with the kid. We stand up and she said, you really probably shouldn't sit down. It's not a good idea. That's really not a bench. I'm like, well, we got our pictures taken. And Carla's like in back of her making faces.
Oh, no.
This lady is, her job is to run the gift shop in this little one horse theater in Fort Myers. Then we go back over and we're standing and she comes up to two more parents. And then finally we see her sliding the bench out of the way. And I'm like, and Carla says, well, I'm sure you feel better about yourself now.
Oh, no!
Because it was totally unnecessary. And she's like in there, you know, why don't you just go back, stand behind your cash register and sell your candles and stop going out there and moving the little bench.
Why
away.
Is
people
there a
are
bench? Can you buy the bench? I don't even know.
No, it was just a piece of furniture, but it looked like you could sit on it, and that's why people were having their pictures taken. And this
so
little
weird.
Wench that was sitting there, who probably didn't, you know, wasn't able to sell her Christmas mugs, was frustrated because she couldn't get it done. It's
like,
you'll never know what people
bench.
Are. Don't she was neurotic. She had a personality disorder. It's why she's working at a gift shop in a theater on Sunday at 1 o'clock in the
don't
afternoon.
Don't touch the back scratchers. I'll be right back.
That's exactly what I said. By the way, you know, oh, by the way, hey, welcome to Southwest Florida. I'm sure those winter hats are going to fly off the shelves, you neurotic wench.
Like, those are mostly for tourists.
Unbelievable. I don't understand.
People that come in to see the show. A lot of people fly in to see Hamilton, and a lot of people fly in to see Curious George at the Palm. Right.
Yeah, well, all I know is they've got a pirate Christmas show, and we're going back. So it's big fun down here with the little guy. I'm loving it. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need, including some very interesting facts about our show, Stranger Things, on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Something strange in your neighborhood.
So, you're gearing up and getting ready for TMOS Live in New Orleans this Saturday night. But what about Saturday morning? Don't worry, we've got you covered. At 7 a.m., Rob Radio salutes the Big Easy, the Crescent City, the city that Care forgot. Yes, 3 hours of New Orleans-flavored music with a special salute to the late Fats Domino. Don't miss it. 97.1 FM in Ocean City and worldwide at 971thewave.com. Laissez-les bon temps brûler! And see you on Bourbon Street, Cher.
Rob Spiewak!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I look forward to that. 97.1 The Wave. Rob's going to be playing New Orleans music this coming Saturday. That's going to be a lot of fun. And we do welcome our listeners from KCJJ in Iowa.
Absolutely.
And also 97.1 The Wave in Ocean City, Maryland. We love our radio listeners, and we look forward to meeting you as well. Welcome back to our show, brought to you by Texture. I love Texture. It's the app that gets you all of your magazine content. I found a new magazine in Texture that I didn't know existed.
What?
It's Golf Tips. Not just Golf Digest and Golf Magazine, but Golf Tips Magazine, which tells me all the little things that I can read to screw up my swing. Listen, the next time you want to read magazines, remember Texture. With the Texture app, not only do you get to look at all your favorite magazines, you get them all on your smart device. Plus, unlimited access to over 200 additional premium titles like Time, The Atlantic, The New Yorker, and Wired. I love Texture, and right now you can try it for free. Texture, totally searchable, has daily recommendations and exclusive interactive features, videos, and more. Just imagine having your favorite magazines and their back issues anytime, anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. You gonna love it. To start your Texture free trial, go to texture.com/TMOS. If you choose to continue, podcast listeners will get Texture for just $9.99 a month. It is a bargain of bargains. That's over 30% off the listed price. There are also great gift options available for the holiday season. Go to texture.com/TMOS to start your free trial today. That's texture.com/TMOS.
News.
As you eat a few dozen pumpkin pies over the course of the next 2 months, here is something that hopefully won't ruin your experience. We are in prime pumpkin pie season, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
And by the way, pumpkin pie started the whole pumpkin deal.
Right.
Okay. Anyway.
It's my deal, Wade.
But here's what you need to know about pumpkin pie. Most of them, the ones you get at the store, the pie filling when you make your own, they don't even have a trace of actual pumpkin in them.
What?
How about that? There you are. What do you think of that?
Oh, no.
Huh? Here's why. The FDA says that canned pumpkin can be made from pumpkin or from squash. And it turns out that squash tastes better. It has a better consistency. And here we go. It's cheaper to grow and produce. So that can of pumpkin pie filling you buy is almost certainly 100% squash. It ain't pumpkin.
Squish squash.
Wow.
That's how they get you. That's I know that would bother you, Rob.
I hate that. Speaking of pumpkins, do you have squirrels?
Squirrels?
Yeah, because squirrels used to destroy our jack-o'-lanterns. I'm trying to think what would have gotten you jack-o'-lanterns.
We are thick with squirrels.
Squirrels is what it is. I used to watch them climb up my porch. Yeah, squirrels.
Oh, man, I'm buying a squirrel gun. I'm buying a squirrel gun today. Gonna blow it away. There you go.
Why don't you get your pumpkin and rub it down with squirrel poison?
Squirrel poison? Get out of my yard. Get out of my yard. Anthony Rapp from the new series Star Trek Discovery says that Kevin Spacey tried to have sex with him back in 86 when he was 14 years old. Mm-hmm. Spacey would have been 26. They were both doing Broadway at the time, and Spacey invited Rapp to his apartment for a party. After everyone else left, he picked Rapp up like a groom picks up the bride over the threshold, put him on his bed, and climbed on top of him. Rapp managed to squirm away, run into the bathroom, and shut the door. When he finally came out, he told Spacey he had to go. Kevin followed him all the way to the door, asking him if he was sure. He said yes, and he did. Rapp is now 46. He says, quote, "The older I get, the more I can't believe it. I could never imagine that anyone else I know would do someone like that to a 14-year-old boy." Wow. It just keeps coming with this. It's terrible. And for why he's coming forward now, it's got a lot to do with the current climate. He says, quote, "I'm feeling really awake to the moment that we're living in, and I'm hopeful that this can make a difference." And Kevin Spacey has issued an apology for the behavior of nearly 30 years or over 30 years ago.
It's so weird to hear. And yeah, I'm strange. Such a fan of Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, I know.
My feeling is that of disappointment. Mm. I hate it.
Simon Cowell was put in a neck brace and rushed to the hospital Friday night after a bad fall at his London home. "I've fallen down the stairs and I can't get up." A source says that Simon was going up a flight of stairs when he fainted and fell down backwards. You know, it's
this
terrible.
This is not funny.
He later blamed the episode on low blood pressure, but it looks like he's going to be okay. He was only in the hospital for a few hours, and he gave the paparazzi a thumbs up when he got home. So Simon fell down and goes,
Simon Cowell, now 98 years old.
Here's the Stranger Things story I've been waiting to tell you about. Charlie Heaton from Stranger Things was denied entry into the U.S. on Thursday when he was busted for coke at L.A. International Airport. He's the kid that plays Will's older brother, Jonathan. You know the one.
Oh, the weird-looking guy.
Can anybody look more coked out than that kid anyway?
This is a guy who loves booger sugar.
He's a method actor.
He's British in real life. He got pinched by a drug-sniffing dog at customs. Apparently, he only had a small amount on him. He wasn't charged or arrested. His detainment caused him to miss the second season premiere in Hollywood. It also may have cost him some sweet love from Natalia Dyer, who plays Nancy Wheeler.
They're doing it
in real life, and she looks a little, doesn't she look a little underfed too? They both don't look healthy, to be honest with you.
Your newscast and use the phrase they're doing it.
There you go. But they both, I mean, if you were gonna say who are the two that are doing blow, I could point at both of them and go, well, she looks like she weighs about 13 pounds, and he looks like he hasn't slept in 3 months.
But they both look like they buy it from Winona Ryder.
You know, somebody ought to take a look in this day and age, you know? I mean, very popular show, kids.
Awesome.
Everything's
You know who
ruined.
Doesn't do blow is Barb.
Well, she can't.
Barb. She's not no longer there.
Or Barb.
Here's why you should be washing your hands no less than 475 times a day. Men's Health Magazine recently went around testing different surfaces in New York City to see how many germs they had on them. They still do this bit after all these years. I'd like to take a black light into that studio. And they found the door handle at Starbucks was seriously contaminated. And even way more than the pole in a subway or the doors at places that seem like they'd be grosser, like a train station.
Really?
Gotta wear gloves.
And that's, by the way, that's just one Starbucks. And there's no guarantee any of those germs were ones that could make you really sick. They don't know.
Okay.
But again, it's a good reminder that we live in a filthy world, and soap and hand sanitizer exist for a reason. You're going into the season where you got to be aware of that. My kid has a cold today, and so, you know, be aware of washing your hands. I'm praying he's not going to give it to me for New Orleans.
They take a sample of the naked cowboy in Times Square? How many germs were on him?
But let me tell you something. Based on the proximity of our store, our Starbucks in our building in Washington, D.C., and the poop street right next door, you know, where we found every bodily fluid known to mankind.
A lot going on in the city.
You know, sanitize your laptop after you put it down on the little outdoor table they have on the patio there.
Is that show still on the BBC, Poop Street?
Poop Street.
I think it's 227 Poop Street. It's called
Welcome to Poop Street. You're busted. There we go. And now... a little something something, ladies and gentlemen. There's a 38-year-old guy. His name is Jeremy Van Ert, and he was at a convenience store in Marshfield, Wisconsin. By the way, Wisconsin, we got a lot of those people down here. Yeah.
When did you get back?
Yeah.
Did you get back? Yeah. Are you back yet? I'm not back. When are you coming back up? Get back. That's
how do you take your coffee, Black?
Black coffee, black right now.
Anyway, he's in there just before midnight last week, and he went into their walk-in beer cooler. But Jeremy didn't realize the cooler has a lock that automatically triggers at midnight, and he got trapped in there. So he started drinking. He started just drinking. Because it's midnight and he's in a convenience store. When some employees found him, it was 6 hours later. He had consumed one 18-ounce can of Ice House beer and three cans of Four Loko.
Oh, my God.
As soon as they opened the door, he took off running.
Sure.
He just started to run. The employees called the cops, and they tracked down Jeremy and arrested him for retail theft. The main issue is that he didn't really need to be trapped. The cooler has a glass door, and he easily could have banged on it and yelled for the employees for help. It was also around 32 degrees, but apparently he just wanted to stay drinking. He must have been pretty uncomfortable, and I have only one question. Did anyone look for the yellow puddle on the floor? 6 hours and four cans of...
Yeah.
You know he had to pee somewhere, but nobody noticed.
Come on now.
That's why he ran.
Man, this Bud Light tastes funny. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault from Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
This week's OmeraCast gets you ready for some big times in the Big Easy. First up, the High Sparrow. Stephen Douglas McIntyre joins Marcus to preview all the events you can take part in as part of TMOS Live in the Big Easy. Gary Stein. Get to know the man who puts the old in the word bold and parties like it's 1929. This week, get OmeraCast today on the TMOS app, on iTunes, or at MikeOmeraShow.com.
Wow. Oh, my
you
God.
You did not expect that, no?
Oh, that's awesome. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Halloween is tomorrow.
Yes.
And Amazon is your haunted headquarters. Missing the deals on Amazon could be the death of you. A missed opportunity that will haunt you forever. All of Satan's minions are shopping through our Amazon portal. Cool kids like Jim Carpy, who bought a new handheld bidet. Really? Perhaps he'll fill it with holy water. Oh, it burns! Jason Wicklund bought a camping cot, perfect for vampire hunting. And Marcus Hodges bought a 100-foot extension cord and two leaf mulchers that he would never use to dispose of human bodies. Plus, Amazon has all the other good stuff. Not too late to use overnight delivery. Yes, shopping Amazon.com through our portal changes nothing for you, but it means the world to this show. Do your shopping at Amazon, and please access it via TMOS. Use the terrifying TMOS app or go through our spooky website. Now, go spend money and spend lots of it. And without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Monday, October 30th, Halloween Eve. Rob Spiewak, take it away.
Pony, stop texting. No, I can't say that. The Astros win game 5 in a walk-off home run. You saw the 17-minute highlight reel, but this is just the greatest.
Wasn't a walk-off home run.
On game 5, it was.
No, yeah, it was a base hit. He hit a double, right? And then the guy came around.
It
wasn't a walk-off home run.
According to what I... Well, this is how the game
was
ended.
It?
This is how the game ended.
Bregman would like to get him
it
to
It wasn't a home run.
Home. Two on, two out. 10th inning. That's in the air to left. Here comes Fisher. Throw by Ethier. Astros win it!
Yeah, the throw is because it was a base hit.
See, in baseball, Rob, the ball has to leave the park to be a home run.
Could you leave the studio right now? That'd be a home run for the listener.
No, see, when you hear the replay... It's and by the way, I don't mind the fact that you got that wrong. What I minded was the argument of debating whether so, you know, because the game was he hit a base hit and here comes the throw because the guy was running around.
All right, well, let me ask you
and
this.
They were trying to throw him out of the plate, but he scored the win.
To better myself, is that still known as a walk-off run?
It's a walk-off win.
It's a walk-off win.
A walk-off home run.
Way to join in after he said it, Oscar.
That's good. A walk-off base hit.
Okay. My apologies.
It's a walk-off win, but a walk-off home run is a different story.
I mistranscribed. Yeah. But anyway, it was a dynamic ending to the game.
Being a baseball fan, I can tell you this. When you're the home team and you're in a tie game in extra innings, there is nothing that is more exciting because you just have such a tremendous advantage. You have a tremendous advantage. It's not like overtime in an NFL game. When you have home field advantage and you are in an extra inning game, you come out, it's tied. Anything can happen.
And very, very exciting. For perspective, two outs, right? I think there were two outs when he got the base hit. Yeah, but he walked two batters, so there's two men on base, right?
Right.
They bring on the pinch runner.
I don't remember the details. All I know is
Vin Scully will tell you.
I'm watching this live, right?
Okay, so you stayed up and watched. So
I watched it live.
I forgot. This is why you call him at 8:30 and you get...
I'll be there. I'm getting... Santos ran outside. There we go. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm coming.
He's nocturnal. I forgot. He can stay up till 2 o'clock in the morning.
Children of the night.
He stays up.
What music then?
I remember, I know you got the audio of all. I have to tell you this, guys, though, but this was when I was doing mornings, and the most recent incarnation was The Edge when I was doing mornings and coming in.
Oh, was
that
with Jeff Shamrock?
Thank you. And doing podcasts after that. And the Red Sox, and I was super into the Red Sox, and they would be on the West Coast and sometimes have an extra inning game. And I would just
kill you.
No idea. You don't know what the crushing disappointment is of you staying up, investing that emotional effort into your team, and then they lose in extra innings. You can't.
You gotta watch it.
How was the game last night with your 2.5 hours of sleep?
Yeah.
Did it compare with the crushing disappointment of people that watched the David S. Pumpkins Halloween special?
Oh, is that the Tom Hanks one?
I just want to give you one of Tom Hanks's reads because now Tom Hanks has really just, it sounds to me like he's just decided I'm going to be a jerk and an idiot now.
How's it hanging? I'm David Pumpkins. Any questions?
Great.
Where did this come from?
Saturday Night Live sketch that was not funny. And also, I'm bothered by the fact that sometimes he's David S. Pumpkins and sometimes he's David Pumpkins. They're not consistent. Here's a song. Let's see if you get as far as I got. This is when I turned this. I literally turned the special off, okay?
Right. Who am I?
David Pumpkins. David Pumpkins.
Yeah, we're about tied.
Terrible.
It's horrible.
Really?
Disappointing, Mike. Yeah. Unrewarding.
Unrewarding. Sounds like crap.
Kathy Griffin, however, posted a bizarre rave out on Twitter in which she told an amazing story. Now, she's
By the way, I think she's handled all of this really, really well.
Oh,
well,
God.
She always has because she's savvy.
She is so... Oh, my God.
This is based on the fact that she's annoyed that Andy Cohen claimed he didn't know who she was.
Yeah, and I saw this video, by the way. Andy Cohen was just trying to ignore the paparazzi.
Yes, that's all. That's all.
Like, he's walking out of the airport. He looks like he just got rolled in an airplane. He's not camera ready, clearly. And the guy's like, what about your New Year's Eve? Oh, he's like, who? What?
Yeah.
Who? What? He's just walking.
You know what? Let me ask this before you play this.
Yeah.
Just speaking about Kathy Griffin, we have a minute here.
We're fine.
Is there any way... that, because I'm looking back and saying, hey, she handled this badly, but I'm like, what would have been the best way for her to handle
that
this?
That she is not the victim. Just apologize and slink away.
You got to apologize, and you have to go underground for a year, maybe two.
Yes,
That's the only way you can do it.
She could almost do without an apology if she just went away.
If she just went away
because people would forget. But this is probably the highlight. I believe it was a 17-minute rant. This is my favorite part.
I've actually done Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen twice in the, I think, 10 years it's been on. I've never said this before, obviously, but both times I did the show, right before we went live, Andy Cohen privately asked me in an office in Embassy Row, which is the production company that does that show, if I wanted to do blow. All right, I've never had a drink in my life. You guys know I'm no prude, but I'm like kind of a straight edge. I thought he was kidding the first time. Just so you know, Jimmy Kimmel or Seth Meyers has never asked me to do blow before going on the show.
Young lady.
No one from The View has ever asked me to do blow before a show, so I was hoping he was kidding. The second time I do the show, same thing. So once again, we're alone in an office in Embassy Row, and he's like, you want to do some coke? And I'm thinking, he's serious. Like, so I know trust me, he's going to say he was kidding and everything. No, he was asking me to do cocaine with him. And that's why I don't do that show. I thought that was weird. And I don't know why he gets away with that.
Who cares? Yeah. I thought she was going to say that he jumped on top of her, which is probably not the case. We all know his proclivities.
It's right. Sad. It's so sad. It's just, you know, oh, God.
Actually, the thing that if I were Andy Cohen, how I would handle it is say, and people would buy this, he may have said it, but he wasn't looking at her.
I just that think is she's... But
of all the things you can accuse somebody in Hollywood of these right. days, yeah. during this current climate, right?
Right.
That yeah. she's going to make this big announcement to really out sure. him. Blow.
That's it.
Like
and,
that's...
and the slight was when he was walking by paparazzi.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It oh, was God, so she's... innocuous.
She right, is very, very sad.
In related news on Watch What Happened Live tonight, the older brother from Stranger Things. So,
well, by the way, can I say one thing though?
Yeah.
How many, show of hands, how many think Andy Cohen does blow? I do.
Oh, yeah.
You think it's easy that's to keep that beautiful
Everybody,
boom?
Pony just came in late with that. That's hysterical.
That's your magic audio vault. Have you. A great Monday, everybody.
That is too funny.
Hey, I'm Andy Cohen.
What does she really think? I'll be watching Andy Cohen now for the rest of my career.
F. Mary Kill, you can't pass. You can't pass.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to line up our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two Bs at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. And by the way, if you come backstage at our live show right before we go on, I'll say, hey, want to do some Grand Marnier? Anyway, thanks for listening and join us. I'm pathetic. For the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Just a second. You're not going anywhere until I tell you that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, when you think Halloween, think Amazon and go through our website. Open eternally at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Amazon. Good.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.